This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. I'd like to remind you that in addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638, or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 0111, and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from Time Magazine Canada, April 2000. More than a week after leaders of an obscure indigenous Christian cult led, or perhaps forced, their followers into the building, poured gasoline around and then set, or had their followers set, fire to the place, the site has become a macabre graveyard. Police bulldozed the building and its grisly contents. At least 330 and perhaps as many as 550 charred corpses into a trench dug by prisoners, burying the physical evidence but not erasing the horror of one of Uganda's worst atrocities. Officials were still trying to determine whether cult leader Joseph Kibwatere, 68, died in the blaze or escaped. The one-time devout Roman Catholic teacher, along with former prostitute and visionary Credonia Merwenda, helped create the movement for the restoration of the Ten Commandments of God sect 10 years ago, after claiming he had been told by the Virgin Mary that the world would soon end. In the mid-1990s, he established a base in remote Kanungu, using money provided by followers who commonly sold their homes and possessions upon joining, and funds from groups and individuals overseas. Kibwatere built a small complex of houses, office, and a school. He recruited followers from nearby rural districts and from as far away as the capital, Kampala. The tragedy has focused attention on the rise of fringe Christian groups in Uganda and elsewhere in Africa. Christianity is growing faster in Africa than anywhere else on earth. The new churches use local languages and mix traditional African spiritual beliefs with Pentecostal-style worship, including the use of drums, guitars, and charismatic preachers. They also address local problems, poverty, drought, corruption, and offer a sense of belonging that is rare on a continent whose politicians so often fail their people, and where traditional social structures are coming apart. Like the movement for the restoration of the Ten Commandments sect, many of the new churches are built around charismatic and exploitative leaders, and often fade once those leaders leave or die. Last week, the Ugandan government suspended registration of all new religious organizations and said it would stop all-night services in existing churches. "We have to do something," one relative of some slain cult members stated, adding, "It defeats my understanding as to why my family would abandon their home and come here for this. Why?"
Dave, the actual deaths here, again, this is cult-related, obviously. The actual deaths here to this date are anywhere from 780 to 1,000, which certainly the 1,000 number exceeds Jonestown. And that massacre, basically. The cult leaders prophesied the world would end December 31st, 1999, and then when that didn't happen...
That was like Y2K.
This is apocalyptic. So then they said that it would be December 31st, 2000, but obviously this took place back in March, and the claim was that Mary, this was a Marian cult,
right,
and the claim was that she was coming to take them to heaven, not unlike Heaven's Gate, remember, out of San Diego and waiting for the comet.
Yeah.
This is tragic.
Well, Tom, the tragedy could be averted if each of these people had done what we are trying to tell people to do who are listening to this program. Search the scriptures daily. They were caught up with apparently a dynamic, charismatic leader.
Right.
This is generally what happens. Remember, Paul, Acts 20, said to the Ephesian elders, "Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." So that's what happened here. Someone is speaking perverse things, things that are not true, in order to get a following. Mm-hmm. And Paul even warned the Ephesian elders about that. Mm-hmm. Now, if they would pay attention to the Bible, but they don't. So it came out of visions of Mary. There was some prophecies. And it was all mixed in with the spiritism of the Africans.
Mm-hmm. They had with the Catholicism.
Right.
For example, some of these leaders were former Catholic priests.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has an advanced degree, got his advanced degree from Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles. So these are not stupid people.
Right.
Some people think, oh, cults, they must be ignorant. Well, ignorant of the truth, but not stupid people.
They did not follow the Word of God. They did not pay attention to the Bible. And they allowed themselves to be led astray by, as you say, apocalyptic delusions, which seemed to attract attention, attract a following, because people want to believe that sort of thing. So all I can say is, Tom, let's get back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow the Lord and through His Word. However, Mary, in other apparitions, makes similar claims.
Right.
Mary, for example, in many apparitions around the world, says, "My presence will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Well, then she must be omnipresent. This is what Christ said. Only God Himself can be with everyone. But the Catholic Church accepts this sort of thing and allows it to happen. So, in a sense, we would have to blame them, because there are many superstitions in the Catholic Church. The prayers to the saints, wearing a scapular, which promises if you die wearing this scapular, you won't suffer eternal fire, and so forth. That, together with the native superstitions, set them up for this. But the Word of God is the truth that alone would deliver us. In fact, Jesus said, you'll be my followers, you will know the truth, you continue my word, the truth will set you free. These people could have been set free from that by God's word.
Dave, this is creating all kinds of problems for true believers, true Christians in Africa. And the growth of Christianity there is incredible. Mm-hmm. But, Dave, there's a proliferation in Africa of cults. People start churches. They develop their own theology, as you said, through a kind of syncretistic mode. Mm-hmm. They introduce other ideas into what their beliefs are. So they're not checking things out from the Word of God. But now the government has come down on it.
You can't blame them.
This is Uganda. Although hundreds of thousands died under Idi Amin, they instituted a...
And he was killing Christians.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they wanted religious freedom. But now they want to cut that back because of what's going on among these different groups.
Mm-hmm. You can't blame it on Jesus Christ. They're not following Him or His Word.